Good morning, everyone. What a joy it is to be here today, is it not? And ironic that the rest of the world will keep some type of service today and think nothing of it. So this is a strange analogy, but I'm going to do it anyway. What if everyone in here was given $100 and you were told by God, keep that $100? What do you know of the world that we live in right now? What would you do with $100? Well, you know everybody would be after you. This is only $99.99. Spend it here. Or this is easy, come, I'll take that $100 from you and your life will be great. Or the famous one, which sucked in a lot of my family, give us $100, we'll give you $1 million back. Yeah, right. Still waiting for that $1 million. But the criminals of the world are going to steal it from you and take it from you. But that's just $100. Now, the Word of God is very true, and it is amazing. Another analogy, this is one that we get caught up on, and I think we've heard this in past sermonettes, I know. You dream at night. And in my dreams, the most important person in the world is me. Nobody's smarter than me. Nobody is more powerful and definitely not as good looking. And I could do whatever I want in my dreams. And of course, I'm a billionaire. Every dream, it's the same dream for the last, well, ever since I knew what a billionaire was. So those are the thoughts that we have in our head. And when you wake up, at least when I wake up, I'm like, oh, it was a dream. And it's kind of funny because you do that over and over and over again. Now, the more desperate times, there are more desperate measures. But, well, the sermonette today is on faith. And the sermonette's title will be, Gotta Have Faith. I think there's a couple songs out there actually titled, Gotta Have Faith. One from the 80s and one more recent. If I could ask you to turn over to Mark 11. Mark 11, we'll read Mark 11, verse 22. But while you're turning over there, just a couple verses on faith. James 1, 3, testing of your faith produces patience. Luke 17, 5, O Lord, increase our faith. That's when the apostles were listening and they said, Lord, increase our faith. And looking at faith, I noticed, and the concordance in the back of my Bible, there's a whole page on faith and faithfulness, but only two of all the quotes, the scriptures, were from the Old Testament. Almost all, everything was the New Testament. So this is a concept that we need to know and understand since the New Testament. So Mark 11, 22. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to the mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. So, faith. What is faith? The definition of faith, just the one that most people have in the world, is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. You have faith in them. And then the second part of that, which is more religious-based, which I tweaked not to make it so general, strong belief in God, or in the doctrines of the Bible, based on spiritual apprehensiveness rather than proof. We know God exists. We have faith in God. So, if we were rich, powerful, and we had need of nothing with this physical life, we did accomplish our dreams, and we had them. I do ask, would we need faith? Would we truly go after God? Would we want God to be in our life? Would we have faith in God? We have everything we want here. We would have servants. I know I would have a lot of servants. Please deliver my sandwich to me in 2 minutes. That would be nice. And no, that's not what marriage is. Yes. God does tell us to have faith in Him. But He did not abandon us. He will be there for us. Now, He gave us the Word. And the Bible is the Word. And I still, to this day, when I read some of the Scripture, stop and think, those are the words of Jesus the Christ. You're reading the exact Word that He spoke, that He said. And you have it in front of you, and you have it. It's preserved forever. I get a lot of enjoyment out of that, knowing that I'm reading what Christ Himself taught. There's no secondary, no middle people. It's directly from Christ to us. Now, we have faith in the church. We're here today. We have faith that God had days that He told us to attend, and we're here. You and everyone here is on that path, and it is wonderful. Now, we may have physical blessings in this very physical life, but our reward for having faith is going to be the children of God, which I can't put my head around, but it sounds sure amazing. And we know that our Father will reward us when He comes, and it will be glorious. It will be beyond compare, and it will be beyond any lifestyle we can imagine. And it definitely will be better than anything we have today.